This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban said their overnight offensive on Friday had fully captured four major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including Kandahar. Stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to reporters' questions about the battlefield status. Taliban spokesman said in a statement issued early Friday, their latest advances have established insurgent control over more than 14 of the 34 provinces during the past week. Afghan government security forces have struggled to contain stunning week-long insurgent advances. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. The move announced Thursday by the State Department and Pentagon comes as U.S. trained and equipped Afghan security forces continue to crumble in the face of an offensive by the Taliban. The first set of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital of Kabul within 24 to 48 hours. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the 3,000 troops, who will be charged with securing the embassy in Hamid Karzai International Airport to facilitate the movement of all people over the next couple of weeks via remote. This is VOA News. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized a third shot of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for some people with weakened immune systems. The agency's acting director, commissioner that is, Dr. Janet Woodcock, said in a statement late Thursday, the FDA is especially cognizant that immunocompromised people are particularly at risk for severe disease. Woodcock said other individuals who are fully vaccinated are adequately protected and do not need an additional dose of COVID-19 vaccine at this time. Scientists have been debating whether to offer extra doses of COVID-19 vaccine to certain immunocompromised people, such as organ transplant recipients or cancer patients. A recent study by Johns Hopkins University found that many transplant patients had little to no antibody protections after receiving their full two doses of vaccine, but a third shot boosted their protection. A COVID-19 surge that is sending hospitalizations to all-time highs in parts of the southern U.S. is also impacting states that were once seen as pandemic success stories. Nationally, COVID-19 cases are averaging about 123,000 a day, a level not seen since February, the strongest in the South. The White House coronavirus coordinator says it's driving many people to get their vaccinations. Two states considered pandemic success stories are now suffering. Oregon and Hawaii, both reporting record cases and hospitalization. In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown announcing nearly everyone will have to wear masks again in indoor public spaces, regardless of their vaccination status. Officials in Hawaii say the virus made it to the islands, not that much through tourists, but rather residents who traveled to the mainland and brought it back with them. Heavy flooding in central China's Hubei province caused more than 23 deaths after heavy rain hit several counties from Wednesday through Thursday, according to the state broadcaster CCTV. The National Weather Center said more rainstorms are expected to slash areas of Yangtze River until Saturday, bringing more flooding. And six people killed in a mass shooting in the city of Plymouth in southwestern England on Thursday evening. Police are continuing their investigation. The suspect is among the victims. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.